I was telling the clerk in the delivery office earlier on today how parcels, and I'm sure they know this anyway, are a bit like buses. You don't have any for absolutely ages, and then they all come along at once. And today, I had another one to collect. Yesterday, I did an unboxing of a parcel, which included some tea for me, and I think I did a tasting of that tea. I now have another unboxing today to do, and I know what's inside this one. This boo won't get uploaded actually immediately, but the box boo's on the mind. The box is fairly small actually. It feels quite light. It's a lot lighter than the box that I opened yesterday. It is about 15 centimeters tall by maybe 10 wide and 8 deep, maybe something like that. I'm going to try and use a key to break the sticky stuff. And I just had a hey-tell message from somebody just coming in. My phone has just told me. Stuck this box. Right. We're almost there. Okay, I have the box open, and inside we have another box which is cellophane wrapped. Take that out. And a load of sort of brown Amazon paper in there. Right, okay, so inside here. We have. So we've got the cellophane. Let's undo the cellophane. It's just stuck with tape, actually. A lot of it. Oh, who cares? Let's just break it open. Break it open. Here we go. With all my strength. Which is not a huge amount. And pull that off. And here we go. Now, this is to go along with along with the other bit where I explained that I'm not really a coffee drinker. And I had coffee in my last one. I was talking about how lovely the smell of coffee is. Well, this is to go along with that. It should be a cafetiere thing, which, you know, as a non-coffee drinker, may seem like a rather odd thing to get. Okay. Somewhat smaller than I expected. It's meant to be a 3-cup one, but they must have very small cups, I'm thinking. It's got bubble wrap. There we go. And here we go. One baby cafetiere. And let's see, so that. Off there. We need to. Oh, I see. So that's the plungy thing. Interesting. Let's just take the. It's got some kind of instructions wrapped around it, which probably say, "Be careful. Object will be hot when it contains hot water, or other really useful things." Let's see. And it's got like a big spring around the bit that around the plunger bit. I suppose that's to make sure it forms a good seal. And it's a glass jug in a sort of plastic holder. And if we put that in there then. There. It's not the best fitting lid. I think that may well work. Well, we shall I need to wait till there's not much point in me testing this out, not being a proper coffee drinker. So I'm going to have to find a coffee drinker to test it out for me. I wonder where I could find one of those. Answers on a postcard. I can't even remember what the make of this is, which is not much good for the boo, is it? So, apologies for that. I have to say, actually, construction-wise, the jar feels quite solid. Feels like it could be Pyrex, possibly. Or at least some fairly strong glass. And the plastic handle and stuff feels good, but the lid is really flimsy and doesn't really fit on top at all. So it's a little bit disappointing. The plunger feels relatively sturdy. Sturdy? Sturdy. But how well it works, I won't know until I have a coffee drinker here.